If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on with Shindaddy today in Creighton, Bill?
Well, you guys, why don't you
Shindy.
Put your money where your mouth is. Put your money where your mouth is. It's Tooth Care Tuesday.
Okay.
He's got 8 dental chairs set up, and he's got dentists and hygienists set up in there,
really?
And they're doing teeth cleaning. Yeah, so when you whip in right there, they got 8 set up right there. Everyone's getting their teeth cleaned for free.
No kidding.
Yeah, put your money where
your
mouth is.
A service.
You come in, teeth cleaning, and you're right off to do your banking right after that. So he's got.
If you want, you don't have to.
You have to. Yeah, you have to. That's part
of the requirement.
It's a requirement, yes. You have to. Well, the maze was a requirement.
I'm pushing back, Jimmy.
The maze was a requirement yesterday.
How'd that go, by the way?
That went very well. A couple people got lost for a while. They had to go in after him. Shindy ended up having to start having to air tag some people to try so they could find him a little bit. So
there's probably some fear.
Fear, yeah. It's all dark.
I'll never leave this place.
I'll never get out of here. Just people started screaming. He said it's kind of a just hear a help.
People crying. Deposit the check.
Yeah, so now I won't be crying today. It's gonna be Tooth Care Tuesday.
And you have to do it.
You have to do it, yes.
Okay,
to,
there could be some
you're
crying.
Telling me you went in there and said, "Hey Steve, go, you're in chair 4.
Kind of in a hurry, Shindy.
Yeah. In a hurry. Well, get your teeth cleaned real quick, and we'll get it knocked out.
Well, how long is it going to take?
Yeah, it's about a half hour.
I'm on the move.
You did say at one point it's been about 40 years since you've been to the dentist.
Yeah.
So this is a good time. Free dental care here. I know you went, but that was the first time in like 47 years.
I set you up with the dentist.
You did.
I did.
It was more than 40 years.
So now you get a free one here. What's wrong with that? How could you push back on that?
Shindy, so put your money where your mouth is.
Anyway, what's going on?
Will there be any drilling at all?
Today's just cleaning. They're nothing invasive.
All right, that's good. And then, why would you not want to go there then?
It's
free dental. Free dental.
Yes.
That's going to take an hour.
No. They knock down about 30 minutes.
You said 8 chairs? How many chairs are there, Bill?
8.
8 chairs.
By the time you do the small talk and all that, you're looking at a 45-minute trip.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Shindy.
Take the time. So you're telling me 45 minutes isn't good for dental care? Come on, guys.
You're probably right.
Yeah, let's get ourselves together.
Put
here
your money where your mouth.
Question from someone says, can I open a home equity loan while the sharp metal pick is scraping my enamel?
100%. Yes, it'd be the
That was really detailed there.
Steve's going to have someone walking the area with, to do banking if they can do it at the time.
Rah.
If it's just like, hey, you know, deposit this, they hand the check to them. They'll take it and do it. So when you get out of there, you're free to go.
This was a good idea by Shindy.
Be a lot of fun.
Shindy, and he had a maze, so they had to deconstruct the maze.
I don't know how he does all this work.
A lot. Yeah. He has workers, though, right?
He has some. He has assistants.
Not just him. He's help. Sounds like a fun day at Midwest Bank.
Where's that at?
That's in Creighton. Yeah.
Creighton, Nebraska.
Go see Shindy.
Near Pender.
Yeah. Not even close. Not even close.
It's close.
No, it's not.
Hour 40?
It's solid. Solid hour.
It's not very close.
It's not very close, no. It's like saying Lincoln's close to Columbus. It's not close.
Not really.
Jackson from Nashville says, I'm waiting right now to board my flight back from Ibiza back to Barcelona. And had
from
to
where?
My Ibiza? I said Ibiza.
I don't even know where that is.
Is it Ibiza?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I've heard of it, but I don't know if I'm saying it right.
I don't know if you can't be wrong with us. Okay, sure. Go ahead.
He said, any tips for getting back into your routine after coming back from vacation? I go back to Nashville and I'm already heartbroken. Just got to do it.
Tips.
I'd start with what Jake did. What did Jake do?
Mowed the lawn.
No,
that's
within,
true.
Within,
right back
within
to
one
it.
Minute. It's
yep,
true.
Absolutely.
Get back. First of all, 100%. Don't wait for a feeling to get you back in the mood. Nope. You got to get
just
yourself back in the deal. Hey, what
wow.
do I do?
That's almost as thing. Good as Dr. Love.
That was pretty good.
Don't wait for a feeling.
Hey,
just mow it. Mow the yard.
You know that right Dr. There. Love has become, it's serious. People have serious questions.
We took like eight on Friday.
On Friday, it kind of phone calls
or texts?
It evolved into
calls and
both.
Text.
Like, it's evolved into seriousness. I'm pitching every day. We could do a segment. But
I'm seeing it's pronounced Ibiza. Huh? Ibiza.
Where is that?
That I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't want to say
what else would
stupid.
You suggest to this young man who wants to just get back into the routine?
Yeah,
the lawn if you have
mow one. The lawn and then get back into where do I go at what time? What do I do? If it's, I got to go to Hy-Vee, I got to go do this.
Go to the store.
Yeah,
yep,
get out
store.
And get, yeah, just sitting in your chair.
Go to your store.
I hope I get back to normal. No, get yourself back to normal.
That's just good advice, period.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, don't. And you know what? We don't want to go too far with this, but I always say just take the feelings out of it. Take the emotion out of everything. Yeah. It just usually does you no good.
He responds back saying, thanks for reminding me. I've been gone for about 2 weeks, and I know there's no chance the roommates mowed the lawn while I was gone. It'll be a forest when I get there.
Oh, if roommate. It's been 2 weeks, it'll be something.
It's not going to be good, Jackson.
That will be something.
It's okay. Like, sometimes grass growing long is good for the grass, so you're just do it. Maybe go to the store. I mow the lawn, then go to the store.
That's a good start.
You'll be back.
Back
get
to the routine.
Get back in your routine. Get back
yes.
going.
There we go. 464-5685, call or text as always. Sip wrote this weekend about Dylan Raiola on Husker Online on 3.
Hut!
And we mentioned earlier in the first hour that Nebraska, again, was with Tom Fornelli. They had Nebraska ninth in his power rankings for the Big Ten and said they could go higher if Dylan Raiola becomes the real deal. Yeah, he showed flashes last year of being very good. And also, as you wrote, Sip, just 4 touchdowns the last 8 games.
Yeah, 4 touchdown passes.
It hasn't been talked about that much. 4 touchdowns the final 8 games of last season for Dylan Raiola. But you pointed out that the buzz nationally and locally has kind of gone away. Is that a good thing when it comes to expectations for him and for the season?
Of course it is. I'm not surprised that the buzz went away nationally. Of course it did. Nebraska was 7-6, and they played in the Pinstripe Bowl. It wasn't like the world was watching the Pinstripe Bowl. And he had a good game, by the way. Pretty good game, right? You were there.
Solid. I was there.
Yeah, it was solid. Yeah, his down the stretch, what did I write?
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support. Natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery. So you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Four touchdown passes in the last eight games with nine picks. I mean, that's not the ratio you're after. So that's why the buzz is down. What I've been struck by is the local buzz. I mean, he's still an enormously talented quarterback, but it is what it is. It is good. I think it is good that he doesn't. There's not a lot of pressure on him, is what it comes down to. There's just not. And I believe, and I wrote it, and I believe it. That, again, you can push back that he can be as good as Aller right now, Drew Aller. I believe that. I think he's. If you gave him, Penn State didn't have any receivers.
They had none.
Did they have Ty Warren though?
They did.
First round pick.
Then
he's good, but their receivers were.
Didn't all their starters all leave? I think like two or three of their starters, they left. No, you're not coming back.
They brought in some guys, but no, they didn't have receivers that were nothing downfield. But they did have two good running backs, and all of that. I think he's better. I think he'll be better than Aller.
I mean, you have to.
I really do.
Things have to take off for you to have the buzz to continue. But in general, buzz changes year to year for the new. Like right now, it's all on Michigan, that their quarterback
Bryce Underwood.
I mean, that's what it is. It's the next thing. It's the next thing. So as far as the recruiting part of it like that,
you're right.
I mean, that was one of the first things you would basically say to recruits when they arrived at wherever you were at. It's like, hey, FYI. Recruiting's over. That's done. That was great. It was fun. Now we've moved on.
The example, though, that you would point to of someone who had major buzz going into his sophomore season was Adrian Martinez in 2019.
Big time.
Yeah, he had nothing like that. Now, Adrian had a really good freshman season, and there was a lot of buzz, and then it sort of stopped immediately because they didn't beat South Alabama by much.
28-14.
Jeez, Jake, you're ridiculous.
And they're up 17-0 at halftime against Colorado on the road and blow that game, lose in overtime. So they're 1-1.
So the buzz ended quick. Adrian, you guys probably don't remember, or Jake might. I don't think you were around. Adrian put on. They beefed him up. Remember that? He was really sleek and fast as a freshman. Then there was this plan they had to beef him up, and he just was kind of clunky. He was kind of clunky.
Agreed.
So that was a case where there was a ton of buzz, and then it didn't go well. It didn't go well in 2019. Adrian, remember Colorado? They lost in overtime, and there was a bad snap.
But it was Maurice Washington had the long touchdown, and it was 17-0 at halftime. Nebraska fans took over that stadium. It was awesome, and then it wasn't in the second. You saw me before the game at that game.
Very memorable.
I was in a different state of mind at
Very
that
memorable
point.
Sunglasses in the press box, just wearing a big grin the whole time.
I can see it. Just see the big grin.
He was grinning for no reason.
Not proud.
Every time I look at you, you're wearing that
sunglasses on too in the press box.
And Adrian cussed after the game. That was memorable. He said, "I don't give a bleep. If the snap's too high, I got to get it, blah, blah, blah." But, anyway, Dylan's in a good spot.
Yeah, in a good spot.
I think he is in a good spot. He's very talented. There's not a lot of pressure. Looks like he's got some.
Why
guys
is there not pressure?
Not on Dylan, because of what we're saying. It's a because of what
see,
we're
I don't
saying.
See that. I don't see that. I don't know. Because here's the deal. There's always pressure.
There's always some pressure, but there's not the pressure of expectation so much on him because he didn't. There's just not a lot of buzz. There's just not a lot of buzz surrounding Dylan.
I think that I would push back on that. The expectations are pretty high.
The expectations are always pretty high, but like I said, it's not like Adrian in 2019.
Gotcha.
It's not. It's not nothing like that. There was.
I mean, Adrian
was
getting some Heisman praise in the offseason.
Yeah, he was a Heisman. Yeah, there was. You're not hearing anything like that.
No.
Now I agree with you. There's always expectation, especially for a 5-star kid. He's a five, at the end of the day, he's still a 5-star quarterback. And you could say that doesn't mean anything. And I would say, well, you don't think it means anything? Why do you think Nico Amoliva is making all that money? It ain't because of what he's done in college. It's what he did in high school, right?
It's true.
I mean, that's the way it is. You make your money. A lot of those guys make their money in high school because it's not what they do in college. They're already getting paid. Hello.
Sanderson says, I don't agree at all. He says, Dylan, it has to be way better or this team goes nowhere this season.
Well,
the schedule is set up for Nebraska to have success. Mm-hmm. If you go
off, it should be a slam dunk.
The schedule is in Nebraska's favor this season. Mm-hmm. And Dylan, as a sophomore, you know, should take a step up. It's a second year in college football. You would expect him to take a step up, but he has to do
course.
That.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's it. But I'm just
but
saying
big,
right
I mean,
now.
How big of a step are we talking about?
I'm just
about?
Saying right now there's not a lot of buzz. I never said anything about expectation in the article. It was there's just not a lot of buzz. Yeah, of course he's got to perform. There's always going to be that with him. Not that Matt.
This is a guy that you thought you know could be a potential some sort of all Big Ten quarterback, right?
I still think that. I do. We'll see, though. I mean, he's got to do it. It doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter what anybody says. He's got to do it. And but, again, some of the conversations never change. Me and Jake used to get in some heaters over Adrian. Because Adrian didn't have enough around him. Adrian became very polarizing here. I mean, it got hot. And he was the most polarizing figure I've ever seen for a guy that was so vanilla personality-wise. It wasn't anything about his personality that made him polarizing. It was all about the discussion about his play. And my take, and it will always be my take, and it applies to any quarterback, is if you don't have enough around him, you can't put it all on him. And Dylan didn't have enough around him. You would agree. You can't disagree with that. He didn't have the receivers last year. We thought maybe he did in Banks and Nayor. But then,
are we sold that they're way better this year with
I'm not
with
sold
Hunter
on it until
and
I see
Dane
it.
Key?
I'm not sold on it until I see it.
Because last year at this time, Banks and Nayor,
we were all in.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We were all in.
Absolutely.
I didn't know they couldn't beat man coverage at the time. So we'll see if they can beat man coverage, first of all.
Because their production at their previous places was really good.
Pretty good.
Jamal Banks had a good year at Wake Forest.
Nayor
wasn't as high.
Nayor got passed at Texas. Yeah. He didn't even play.
But Banks had a good year at Wake Forest.
Pretty good. Yeah, he was good.
Didn't he have like 90 catches or something?
I just get to find little creases in zones.
there's the excuse.
Little spot routes. Spot routes versus
Banks was all right. Banks didn't have a terrible year at Nebraska. He was good. He was fine. Nayor was okay in a way, you know. But they had injuries, and they didn't. I think it could be better this year. But I'm telling you, it's a lot of what you have around you. That you got to watch. I do that with NFL quarterbacks, any quarterback. Around it?
Think about 2019. You talk about here in Nebraska what they had and what Bill experienced at LSU in 2019. A little bit different. In terms of what was around the quarterback, and the quarterback obviously was way better, and he lead also himself.
Some guys.
Come on. Yeah, it's not even, don't even do that.
I know. Say there's massive, massive difference here. Nobody really stuck up. I mean, Alabama was
I don't expect Nebraska to have Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase.
Be nice.
Terrence Marshall, second rounder.
Not bad.
But yeah, so you could put a lot of quarterbacks with those guys, and they do pretty well.
Yes.
Pretty well.
100%. When we come back, where does Nebraska stack up in terms of newcomer classes in college football? We'll discuss that next in Early Break in the Ticket.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.